Welcome. Hi. We're here. It's arrived. I don't know if I'm more excited or you guys. So welcome officially to the Wellness Business Summit. Thank you for traveling. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being open. Thank you for possibly missing a day of work. I feel like I've kind of tricked you. You guys thought you were coming here to learn how to make money from Facebook. And you thought you were coming here to learn how to use Instagram to grow your business, and how to email market, and how to, you know, do all of those tech things, the skill things that can be learned. But I promise you this, you will learn that. Maybe not the Instagram part, but you will learn that. What you will leave here with is so much more than that if you are open to it. If you are open to the possibility or the thought process that in fact you are a hero, that the gift that you have, the power that you have, that you've always had, that you were born with, is right there for you, waiting to be claimed, and that your job is to go and save lives. Who believes that? It's okay if you don't. Not yet. It's okay. I didn't start out believing it. It's fine. So I just want to start by sharing how this summit came about. Some of you know the story, but it's a good story, so I'll repeat it. So my life changed one day back in March 2012, just 3 years ago, when I went to a very similar event called the Fitness Business Summit. Who's ever attended the Fitness Business? There's a couple of you. So I went there knowing that I had a really good idea, and I knew that I had to make money, and I was done trading dollars for hours, and I was done trying to figure it out, and I just had this no plan B mentality. Like, whatever I'm going to go learn there, I have to make this work. I don't have a choice. Everything was riding on it, and I don't have a choice. And so I went to California, and I didn't know anyone, and as much as I'm standing up here talking, I still have introvert tendencies, and I can easily, just like most of you in the room, hide in the corner and not talk to anyone, and be totally fine with that. And so I went to California, where I had never been before, and I went into a room of 500 personal trainers who were also there to learn how to grow their business very similarly like you. And what I didn't realize then was the same thing that you probably don't realize now, is that you can learn all the skills you want, you can learn all the tactics, you can learn everything, but if you don't claim it and really hone it and believe in yourself, really none of it matters. So I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that. I was there very much like you to learn how to make more money and learn skills and learn marketing and all that stuff. And so speaker after speaker came up, and then they passed around mastermind applications for $20,000. I didn't have $20,000, but I had 3 credit cards, and I rotated the payments because I knew that I could not do what I wanted to do alone. So I commend you for coming here, and I commend you, even if you feel really uncomfortable and maybe you don't know anybody, who here doesn't know any other person? Put your hand up. Okay, so there's enough of you. So you can meet each other, and then you'll know each other. And I invested in it, and I remember standing in line to go pee, because the girl's line obviously has the girl's bathroom obviously has a line, and I said to one of the speakers who were up there, you know, testifying for this mastermind, and I said, is it really worth it? Like, is it the magic pill that they're claiming that it is? And she said, only if you are ready to take massive action. If you are ready to take massive action beyond what you ever even thought you were ever possible, what was capable for you, then yes, it's your magic pill. So I did it. And now I'm here. And so that May was my first event, my first mastermind. And that September, I decided that I was going to replicate this for my industry, because my whole thing was always to elevate our profession, because I knew that it just needed to be elevated. And that's just been since 2006. There was something, and I just knew that I needed to do it. And so I got this email from my mentor at the time. You need to stop what you're doing. You need to stop what you're doing. In big capital letters, it went out to 60 people in our whole mastermind group, and I was new and very not me now. And I said, you don't know me. I said, I'm going to be a cross between Tony Robbins and Oprah. and no one's offering me a spot on their stage, so I'm just going to make my own, right? And he was like, no, it's really hard to have a live event, and you don't have a big enough list, and you don't have this, and you don't have that, and you don't have this, and you don't have that. And I said, yeah, but you don't know me, right? You don't know what I'm capable of. And so 3 years later, here we are, room maxed out, vendors maxed out, thank you. But that's just to say that you have to claim your power. If you want to create what you're going to create in this world, it has to come from you no matter what anyone says. And so what you're really here to get is just that, is the tools so that when you make the decision to claim your own power, you are armed and ready. You are ready with your tool belt to go out and fight the war, because there is enough unhappy, unhealthy, sick people for all of us to become millionaires in the next year. Right? Right? So that's really what you're here for. I'm going to make you uncomfortable. I'm going to make you uncomfortable, and then you're going to learn how to take action so that you can change your life. Who wants to change their life? Own it. Yeah? Every single person's hand should go up. Stand up. You want to change your life? Stand up. Thank you. We need some energy. Okay. You can sit. I did that on purpose. Okay. So, I get to speak first because this is my gig, so I went first so I could get it over with. So, I'm going to talk to you about discovering your purpose and financial frequency. And when I heard about financial frequency, I went, huh. So, is that why I was broke for so many years? Because I just kept worrying about how to make money? Who worries about how to make money? Everyone, put your hand up. Okay? We all worry about it. It's a thought. We have bills, and, you know, the world goes round, money. So I'm going to talk to you about your purpose and your financial frequency, and they are so tied together. They are so incredibly tied together that you have to really identify and define your why, your purpose, your mission, your vision, whatever it is you want to call it, in order for your financial frequency to rise. And before I dive in, I'll share something that I shared in my Wellness Business Academy Facebook group. Was it yesterday that I shared this? Who's here from that group? Yesterday it was? Yeah, yesterday? Okay. So I said that this morning when I was, which was yesterday, when I was showering, I had the case of who the bleep am I? But I actually wrote the word. But I promised myself I wouldn't drop F-bombs here, so I'm just going to bleep it out. So who am I? Who am I to do this? Who do I really think I am? Bringing all of you amazing people here, bringing them here. Can I pull this off? Who am I? And I just sat down on my toilet. I just got out of the shower. The hair thing was happening and the whole bit. And I just sat there and I went, should I call it off? Can I call it off? Maybe I should call it off. Maybe I can make up a story. Something happened. I fell down and broke my ankle. Something happened. And then I started to feel like that would be such a disservice to all of you, not only because you paid to be here, but because if only that I just came here to tell you that story, that me standing up here and bringing 300 people and 36 vendors and coordinating all of this and 12 volunteers and all that stuff, I thought that yesterday. I thought that. And so how did I pull myself out of it? I went to my purpose. And I literally sat there and I said, why am I doing this? On the toilet, like dripping. I said, why am I doing this? Why would I want to cancel this? Why do I want to do this? Aside from the fact that I've always wanted to be a cross between Tony Robbins and Oprah, why else am I doing this? Can you imagine that sight? Why else am I doing this? I'm doing this because I firmly believe that we all have such an enormous contribution to make, and you just need to believe it, and then you need the how-to skills. You need to believe it, and you need the how-to skills. And I can give that to you. All of these speakers up here are here to give that to you. And I went to my journal and I wrote it out. I wrote out my why. Why? Because we have gifts that we're going to give you, that you're going to take and give gifts to your clients. So yeah, who am I? I'm the gift giver. You're the gift giver. You're all the gift givers. That's who I am. So I kept writing it, and I kept saying it, and I said it out loud, and I said it out loud. And within 5 minutes, I was like, yeah, that's who I am, right? And I was okay because I went back to my purpose. I went back to my why, and I went, yep, totally. Who am I to do this? I'll quote, who am I not to, right? Who am I not to? Who are all of you not to? So we're going to hope and pray that this thing works because... Wait for it. Hold on. We were having technical difficulty before because it's on. Can you put it back one slide or no? Oh, that's the first slide. Okay. So why are you here? Ooh. Why are you here? Really? Who's here because they wanted to learn how to make more money? Who's here because you wanted to meet some nice people and network? Who's here because you firmly believe that you have something really awesome to offer this world and you have no freaking idea how to do it? Everybody put your hands up. Two hands high in the sky. Be honest, right? That's why we're here. It's because you already know. You already know that you have this thing. This thing, I have it, you have it, it's why we're here. It's why the 300 of you chose to be here. We tracked our page. There was like 6,300 people that hit my sales page, and you guys bought tickets. Why? Two reasons. You know you have something, you don't know how to do it, and you want help. You're action takers. You're already action takers just by sitting here. Why are you here? What do you believe? There's two ways you can answer this question. And if anyone's brave enough and wants to stand up and actually say it, but there's two things that you believe. You believe either that you're awesome and that you can totally do it and you just need some help, or you believe that you're meh and you don't know and you're kind of got it and I'm not sure yet and I don't know if I can do this and all that stuff. Or you're somewhere in the middle, right? So we have, I know it, and I just need some help, and I don't know, can I really do this? Can I really change my life? Can I do it? And I was on over here for a really long time, and the only switch that I flipped was I just made the decision. I just made the decision that I was gonna do it. And we can talk about my issues and bullying and the whole bit. I can go on for days about that stuff. About all the stuff that caused me, that I bought into, that put me in the camp over here that I was like, I don't know. Okay? So I want you to really think about that. I want you to think about and go deep about what you believe to be true about yourself, about your ability, and about your ability to create your own life. So three P's to happiness: purpose, power, profit. In your workbook. Okay? First question. Purpose, power, profit. You have to know why. The why is going to get you out of bed. The why is going to get you over the fear, like you're going to puke all over the stage when you're asked to present because you know your why. I'm not going to puke, don't worry. Because you know your why. The why is what gets you to push yourself out of your comfort zone. You have to know that. And you have to define it for yourself so that when you're dripping wet in 2 years from now, 24 hours before you are about to go speak at your own event for however many people, you can sit on your own toilet and go, why? Why am I doing this? And you will remember and you will instantly know. And you will say it out loud, and you will chant it, and you will jump up and down, and you will write it down, and you will scream it, and you will feel better. And you will feel better because you can tap into that place of, oh yeah, this is why, because it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about who you're doing it for and the work at play. It's not about you. It's about the people that you are serving. It's about you guys. How selfish would it be for me to be like, oh, I'm scared, I can't do it. I'm gonna cancel, I broke my ankle. How selfish would that have been just because I'm afraid? I'm afraid of what? falling off the stage, yell a bit, but falling off the stage or the clicker not working or whatever, that would make it about me, and it's not about me. It's about you and what we're here to give to you. So, I said the clicker not working and I jinxed it. Okay, five questions. Who wants to define your purpose in like 5 minutes? No? No one? Well, you all know it already? Five questions to help you define your purpose and your power. And can you? Okay, question number one. Who wants to guess what that is? Okay. What do you live to do? That's not question number one. You have to go back. It's who are you? It's question number one. It just popped into my head. Who are you? Write your name down. Who are you? Who are you really? Like really. You can write your name down, but really, really, who are you? And a friend of mine who's in the audience, who we can actually thank for the inspiration behind that amazing opening video, asked me one time, he said, what's your gift? And I was like, oh, I'm a really good marketer. I know how to run online programs. I know how to take people's ideas and like do the funnels, and I know how to do that. That's my gift. I'm really good like that. I can see the vision, and then I see the parts, and it's like bing, bang, boom. Some of you already have experienced the way my brain works. And I was like, that's my gift. That's it. So he was like, okay, cool. That's awesome. It's a great gift. Fantastic. And then, I don't know, but a week ago, 2 weeks ago, time is like, I have no idea. And I texted him. It was a Friday. And I texted him and I said, I know what my gift is. I feel you. I can feel you. I feel what you want when you tell me, when you go and you barf your idea and your vision and you just, you can't package it. I feel you. I can feel, I'm intuitive, and I can feel it, and I can systematize it for you. And those of you who have worked with me know that I can do that very well. I can take what you want because I feel it, and that's my gift. That's who I am. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a mother. I am, but you know what I mean? That's just a title. So who are you? When you introduce yourself to somebody and they're like, hi, nice to meet you, and you say your name, what does that mean? What does that mean? Who are you? And then the second question is, we'll just go with this. What do you live to do? What do you live to do? If you could do one thing only for the next 16 hours, for 3 years straight, what is it? Tell me, what is it? What would you do? 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, 3 years straight. What would you do? I know what Steph would do. She would brand. She would creatively brand people. I know what Jess would do. She would help moms nourish their families. What would you do? For 16 hours a day for 3 years straight. Do you know why I'm saying that? 16 hours a day for 3 years straight? Who wants to take a guess? That's how hard you have to work. And I don't care what anybody says, for, you know, oh, it should be easy. It is easy. It's not easy, sorry. It's simple. It's hard work. 16 hours a day. So you better love what you're doing. What do you live to do? One thing. And it could, I don't want to hear writing or this or that. Those are skills. Live. You could only talk about one thing for the rest of your entire life. You had no other words except to say, whatever it is, what would that be for you? And then who do you live to do it for? This is your who, right? Why, what, who? Who do you live to do it for? I live to do it for you. Live, like get up at 5 a.m., 6 days a week, love it, live it, every day. Your business becomes your life. There is no separation anymore. Sorry to tell you, but there's no separation. It becomes one because you live for what you're doing. Question number two, which we skipped over, which is really important, actually, it just came into my head. Who do you want to be a hero to? I want to be a hero to you. I want to help you get to where you're going. I know how to help you get to where you're going. All of the speakers up here know how to help you get to where you're going. You can turn to the person beside you and probably help them get to where they're going. It's easier for us to help other people than it is to actually take our own advice, yeah? But those are the five questions. If you take nothing else away from this weekend, sorry, missed one. What do those people want and need? I'll see if I can review this after. We'll see if the clicker cooperates. What do those people want and need? Who are you? Who do you want to be a hero to? What do you live for? What do those people want and need? And one more that I can't remember. Hero, thank you. Okay? Answer those questions and you will have your purpose. And you can even put it in a sentence. Here's a gift. Put it in a sentence, and that's how you now introduce people. That's how you talk about your business. Hi, I am so-and-so. I help holistic health practitioners who want to create, grow, and monetize their business. I love doing it. I live for doing it. And when I help them create, grow, and monetize their businesses, they not only transform their own lives, but they get to go out into the world and save lives. There's your USP, your unique sales proposition. That's your 30-second elevator pitch. It's your purpose. My purpose is to teach you and to get you to claim your own power. That's my purpose. I'm here to empower you, as are all the other speakers today. Then what do they get out of it? What you get out of it is you get to go home and take action and change your life. And when you go home and take action and change your life, you get to help the people that you want to help. And that's totally worth it. It's worth spending a weekend together. Right? So, purpose. I thought this was a really good definition. The reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. We all have a purpose. All of it. Maybe you don't know what it is yet, and that's cool. Maybe you're just sort of getting into this game and you don't know exactly what it is yet, and that's totally fine. I didn't know what my purpose was all the time. Ever since I could remember, I'll tell you a story. When I was in kindergarten, my parents went for teacher interviews, and the kindergarten teacher says, "Your daughter displays leadership qualities." That was code for she's really bossy, and she bosses all the other kids around. At least that's the story that I've been telling myself since I was five, that I'm bossy because I display leadership qualities. It couldn't have just been that I genuinely displayed leadership qualities, right? I had to get over that. So, my purpose has always been there. I've always had leadership qualities. But until I really claimed it and honed it, and still am, I wasn't able to do stuff like this, right? So, best quote. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Why you were born. Why are you here? Physically, but in the grander scheme of life, why? People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Has anyone ever said to you, "Oh, I have to talk to my husband. I don't know about that. It's too expensive. I have to go home. I don't know." Anyone? Own it. Why? Why did they say that? Because you told them what you did. You told them what you were going to do for them. They didn't feel it. They have to buy into it. Why? Why are you doing this? What is your purpose? And if you have a purpose, please go home and make sure that it's communicated everywhere. If your About Me page reads like a boring resume, you are not doing your job, because people don't buy into your resume. No one cares, with all due respect. Yes, they want to know that you're qualified, but they don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. They don't buy what you do. They don't buy meal plans. They don't buy tests. They don't buy supplements. They buy the why. Why do they need it? Why did they come to you in the first place? How are you going to help them feel better? Benefits and features. The benefit of working with you is the why. It's your purpose. And if you don't communicate that to every single person that sits across from you, you are doing them a massive disservice, because you can help them. You're just telling them what you do, not why you do it. Right? You're all sitting here because I told you why. Why? I can help you. We will teach you how to transform your life. You believe that. You bought into it. If I just put up a sales page that had speakers and an agenda, that's what? That's not why. Why? Because we're going to transform lives. We're going to transform yours. You're going to go out there and transform other people's. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. So, why? Turn your purpose into profit. This whole weekend is all about that. But it starts with really diving into your power and your purpose, and really understanding who you are and the role that you play in transforming your client's health and building your business. And it doesn't matter what anybody says about you. It doesn't matter if they think you're bonkers because you don't have a real job and you send an email and you make money. It doesn't matter. Brian and I went to Niagara Falls with our friends for like a night getaway. And I was running an affiliate promotion at the time. And so what that means is I send an email to you, and you invest in whatever it is that I'm promoting. And obviously, I don't send emails that I don't, you know, back the program I'm promoting. And so we're drinking wine, and it's the afternoon, and it's summer, and it's nice, and we're sipping wine, and we're walking, and Brian's phone goes da-ding, 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 like for 3 hours. And it was a little after 3 o'clock, and I knew what it was. I knew I had just sent out my email, and I was getting my affiliate notifications that we'd made sales. And so I'm sitting in Niagara Falls, drinking wine with my husband, with two other people who are employed. And the guy was like, dude, shut your phone off. That's really annoying. Like, we're just trying to have a relaxing time. So Brian shut it off, and we sort of smirked to each other, because it's a nice feeling. And so later on that night, after they drank way more than I was ever capable of, thank God. And so they were saying, so what do you guys do, really? Like, what do you do? They thought, there was like a running joke among the parents in my neighborhood that we stay home and make movies. No joke, I'm not kidding. I'm on the PTA. That Brian and I work from home because we drop the kids off together and we pick the kids up together, and I'm in sweatpants every day, and he wears the same things every day. And people see us and they know we work from home, and I travel to California a lot. And they thought that we stayed home and we made movies and we made all this money, and his phone was going bananas because they thought that, like, we were whatever, right? And so we were trying to explain to them what we do, and they were blown away that we had the ability to create something from nothing that helped other people and get paid for it while we were in Niagara Falls. The concept of that, they literally couldn't grasp. We had to take them through our entire back end to show them every step of the puzzle, because he could not wrap his mind around how I created a course or sent an affiliate promotion created by someone else, and we sent it out and people bought it and they used it, and then we got money in Niagara Falls. Like, how does that even happen? And so we very quickly took him through it, and he was like, well, that's just the most insane thing I've ever heard of. And he started asking me questions. And he started saying, well, what if people don't open your email? And what if this and what if that? And I said, I'm going to go. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm going to go upstairs. I don't let people like that in my head, in my bubble. My time was done. We explained to him what he needed to know, and the scarcity and the fear and all of that stuff, the questioning, all of that yuck that I don't like started coming out. And I was like, I'm done. That's not in my bubble. That's not coming into my head, because he couldn't understand it. So purpose into profit. You create something, you make money. It's the best thing ever. Who here has made at least a dollar in their business? At least a dollar. Great. Then you all know that you can. You've made a dollar. You can make more. You all now have validation that whatever it is that you're doing, someone else paid you from something that didn't exist 5 years ago. You all have validation that whatever it was that you created out of nothing, out of an idea in your head, has now been validated because someone paid you at least a dollar. So do it again. You can do it again. Right? So what is money? Money is energy. I don't need to hold this anymore. Money is energy, called currency because it was derived from the root current. The current is a flow of electrons that produces a natural electric magnetic field or frequency. The frequency is a real live measurable field of energy which is created by the thoughts, feelings, and consciousness you have whenever you think, speak about, or interact with money. Who has money blocks? Oh, really? Only 10 of you? That's awesome. How did that happen? Common money blocks, okay? Negotiating. I should lower the price if they can't afford it, and I should lower the price if, what if they come with their daughter, or should I lower the price if it's Skype, or should I lower the price if it's, you know, online and evergreen? Should I lower the price? When should I lower the price? Should I offer a discount? Negotiation. Settling. All I need is $50,000. I'm good with $50,000. $100,000 would be nice, but I'm okay with $50,000. Discomfort with having. Spending too much money because having it makes you feel bad. Burning a hole in your pocket. Comparison. We went to the same school. We have the same education. Our websites are about the same. How come she makes more than me? How come she can do it? How come he can do it and I can't? How does he make $1 million? His program's not that good. I've done it. How? Comparison. And then listening to others. Too much competition. Economy is bad. Our friends at the winery. Scarcity. Well, how do you do that? And what if you need to make money? And what if your roof collapses? And what if you need to take a vacation? And what if? And I was like, I'm out. You bring the what ifs. You bring the scarcity. I'm out. Because I don't believe that. I already have proof. My idea has been validated. Just like those of you who put up your hand to say I've earned $1, your idea has been validated. You don't need the scarcity anymore. It's done. It's over. Charge what you are worth. This is a good sentence and a bad one at the same time. It's helpful. Charge what you're worth. Accept that. What if you don't believe in your own worth yet? For a long time, it was really hard for me to charge what I was worth because I didn't believe. I didn't claim my power. I didn't believe. I had a very low money frequency because the way that I was thinking about myself was that I'm a bossy bitch, and who's going to want to listen to me? And I need to financially provide for my family, and I don't know how to make enough money. And what if I don't have enough money? And how am I going to make money? And please say yes, because I need the money. Client sitting across from me, please God, say yes. Right? What if you don't believe? How can you charge your worth if you don't necessarily believe in that, in your own worth yet? Right? What happens? Start where you're at. If where you're at comfortably is at $100, and you can say that without wanting to throw up in your mouth a little bit, say it. Start where you're at. It doesn't matter what everybody else charges. It doesn't matter what's going on. All that matters is that you can say the number with ease and confidence because you're claiming your purpose and power. That is the financial frequency that you're at. Then own it. Because guess what happens when you own it and you can say it with ease and confidence? Guess what happens? What happens? your frequency rises because you're buying into what you believe. You believe it. You're not, what's the word? The opposite of surrender. What's the opposite of surrender? You're not going against what you, like, you're not trying to say something. I can't think of the word, but there's a word. You're not trying to, no. Resist, thank you. You don't feel it, and you're resisting the feeling of saying what you really want to feel, so you say this number, and you're, like, talking about your programs, like, yes, this is what I do, and this is how I can help you, and I'm so confident, and I love doing all of this, and it's $500. That doesn't work. Then you get the, I'll have to think about it. But if you're like, I do this and I can do this and I'm going to help you and I'm going to do this and it's $250. When would you like to start? Huge difference. Frequency. You're buying into it. You believe. You believe you're worth a $250, but you don't yet believe it at $500 because you're not there yet, and that's okay. That is totally okay. What is not okay is trying to do something that feels really uncomfortable with you and you're not going with the flow, because when you don't go with the flow, the mindset monsters, the who am I's, they come to you and they lower your frequency. Right? Start where you're at. Gain experience. Build your confidence. Increase your price because you believe. Because you believe in your own worth and you know that you can help people. Then you gain experience, then you build your confidence, then you increase your price, and the cycle continues, and your frequency goes up. And when your frequency goes up, money comes to you. Because it's no longer this thing, this evil thing that is deterring you from living your life. Because it's not a, I almost said the one sentence I don't like. I almost just said it's not about the money. It is about the money. But it's about your belief in your ability to deserve it. And if you don't believe yet, that's okay. Just own it. Start where you're at. So, purpose plus power plus profit equals freedom. So what you're going to get here is that. The tools, the skills, the belief, the knowledge, we're going to make you feel uncomfortable and we're going to make you do things that you don't want to do, like the singing. That was not an accident. You're welcome. That was not an accident. Who felt super uncomfortable doing that? Put your hand up, like really uncomfortable. I totally would have too. Right? Absolutely. Purpose plus power plus profit equals freedom. So please just be open to everything that you hear and start where you're at. You're all at different places. Just own it. No comparison, no settling, no anything. Who do you want to be a hero to? What do you live for? What do they get out of it? And who are you? Okay? Enjoy your weekend. And now we're going to bring Sean back. Thank you.